and our Northwest correspondent Laura Hogan in Belfast has been hearing from some of those striking workers on the picket lines there.
My name is Edel Coulter and I'm a RCN steward and also a haematology nurse in Belfast City Hospital.
Okay, so can you explain to us the type of your members who are out striking today and why they're out here in this and freezing cold morning?
It is a freezing cold morning. They're out because things can't continue the way they are at the minute. We have politicians being paid their wages to not actually go into work and nurses not being paid the wage that the rest of the UK are getting, and it's just... it's massively impacting our recruitment and retention of staff. We've still over like 2,000 nursing posts unfilled in Northern Ireland, and that's despite massive international recruitment. And a lot of the new nurses coming out now are actually talking about working over here for a year, getting their knowledge and skills, and potentially going to Scotland, whether the best paid in the UK or the likes of Australia, where they're offering massive bonuses for nurses to come over. So it's not just about pay necessarily, it's about having the right number of staff in the wards and those experienced staff and keeping them there, because our patients deserve proper care.
And we know when people like nurses, you know, come out on the streets, it's often a last resort. Is that how you feel today?
Oh yeah, completely. To be honest, I had hoped against all hope that maybe things would be different this time, that maybe our politicians had moved on and that maybe Chris Eaton-Harris had a change of heart and thought about the impact of this withholding of our pay, which is essentially what it is. But we have to be here. We have no choice.
My name is Delia Francis. I'm one of the registered staff nurses in a cancer centre in the Belfast City Hospital.
So, Delia, why have you come out on this freezing cold morning?
Actually, you know, all we are striking for the better pay today, because I'm also an international nurse and I just came here for 1.5 years. So I know day by day our living cost is very expensive over here. So it is very difficult to manage with our wages.
So we work in decontamination. That would be the sterilisation and maintenance of endoscopes and surgical equipment for surgery. And we sort of sterilise them and sort of have them ready for theatre use.
So a fairly essential role in a hospital.
Without our job, no operations basically.
Okay. So you're here out here outside City Hospital in Belfast this morning. Why have you come out?
Just for pay and conditions. We are, for the last couple of years, we're critically understaffed in our own department. We have got recently new recruits, but as I said, it's going to take a long time for training. It's a 2-year training programme with ourselves. So we're sort of 4 or 5 years behind in terms of staffing level training. And the work is just astronomical. So it's probably doubled or tripled since COVID sort of finished. And we're just sort of struggling badly.
So it's not even just about pay, it's about staffing levels.
We have staff that would tend to do quite a bit of overtime just to pick up the slack. And obviously if you work more, you'd be tired. People are burnt out, that's all it is.
And what do you hope will come from today?
Hopefully make a difference to Stormont. We need a functional government, not just for public sector pay, but for just the country in general. The place is upside down. And without a Stormont, there's nothing we can do. So hopefully, with everybody out on strike today, it'll have a big impact and maybe someone will wise up.
Maybe someone will wise up. Workers on the picket lines talking to our Northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan. Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, is on the line. The scale of this strike and the message it's sending, Owen Reedy, who needs to wise up if this strike is to succeed?
Good morning, Anya. Ultimately, who needs to wise up is Chris Eaton-Harris, first and foremost. There's quite a few other people who need to wise up too, but primarily him, because he and his discredited Tory government have the money and are withholding it and are seeking to manipulate not just our 170,000 members on strike today, but the citizens of Northern Ireland who use those stretched public services. And he's holding them all to ransom because of a political failure within Stormont. And that's just not acceptable. So the monies need to be released. The various unions need to get into immediate talks and we need to try and resolve this issue and move forward. So ultimately, the Tory government and the Secretary of State, who is the representative of the Tory government in Northern Ireland, needs to wise up.
So there's 3 billion potentially, 3 billion plus potentially in extra funding from London on the table that would address the pay demands of your 170,000 members striking today. That's the situation. But without a political settlement, that money won't be released. Is that the case?
Well, that's the case. We've heard figures of 570 million to 630 million being allocated for public sector pay. And that will certainly help address many of the issues. Obviously, it may not sort out all the issues. And obviously, that money has to be ongoing and recurring every year. But there's 3.3 billion there, I understand. But the public sector pay piece can be resolved. I mean, that can be portioned off if the Secretary of State realises that his strategy to try and kind of use this to bully the DUP back into Stormont has failed. I think it just shows how out of touch he is with Northern Ireland and the politics of Northern Ireland to take that strategy of kind of socialising the suffering with the citizenship. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked before and it doesn't work. I mean, it's the DUP today. It was Sinn Féin 5 years ago. Devolution's in real trouble. And as you've heard in the Vox Pop there, we want devolution back. But the immediate issue and the immediate crisis needs to be averted, and that means more money. And by the way, public services in Northern Ireland are overstretched already. The UK spends a lot less on public services than most other modern, wealthy European countries. So there is a real crisis, but the pinch point is the public sector pay issue. Many of these workers on strike today, Anya, haven't had a pay increase in 3 years. These are the very same people. People were clapping and saying are essential workers, and they're being treated with contempt, and they've said no more. And I think not only is this a historical day because it's the biggest strike in the history of the Northern Ireland state, it's a day where people will say we won't go back to the way it was. We need workers to be treated with respect if and when Stormont comes back, but certainly by the UK government.
So that's the situation in the north. And then the public sector pay talks in the south, of course, have broken down over the 8.5%. What does the government in Dublin need to do to get unions back to the table on that deal?
Well, as I understand from talking to my colleagues involved in those talks in the Public Service Committee, they made it very clear that the pause was so the government would reflect. And I hope the government is reflecting. And I hope the government is looking at what's happening north of the border today. And I would imagine, I mean, if I was a government minister, I'd be saying we need to avoid that type of situation. And we need to avoid what we've seen in Britain over the last 18 months. And of course, the way to do that is to engage with the Public Service Committee of Congress and to negotiate a fair and reasonable agreement. And clearly we're some way away. And, you know, listening to the economic commentators on the media over the last week or so, it seems they all agree with our Congress negotiators that the government hasn't gone far enough. So the government need to engage, but there's only a point in engaging if they're serious about doing a deal. And I think they know what needs to be done. So I hope that happens.
And are the unions banking on the fact that with elections due this year, at least local and European elections, maybe even a general election, the government will, maybe after a bit more huffing and puffing, actually do the deal on the union's terms?
I think the unions are banking on the fact that we have a really, really strong, credible case. You know, I think, as I said, if you've listened to and I've listened to a range of media commentators over the last week or so, most agree with our analysis and our strategy and our approach. So, you know, I hope the government reflect. They said they wanted to pause the talks to take the time to reflect. I hope they've done that. And I hope they look at what's happening in Northern Ireland and say, we need to avoid that. And we can avoid that. And the way to avoid that, of course, is to do a deal. But there's no point in going back into negotiations if they haven't moved their position. Mm-hmm. So I hope they do that.
And just coming back to Northern Ireland then, we do, I mean, the Assembly met yesterday, no speaker was elected. So if the game was, or if the gambit was to try and put pressure on through the public services, looking at what's happened today, the strike has happened. That bluff hasn't worked, has it?
No, that bluff hasn't worked. And you know, today isn't just a one-off. I mean, many of the unions involved in today have been engaged in industrial action over the last 12 to 18 months. And today is an event in time, but this is going to continue. There will be more days like this if there isn't a resolution. We want to see Stormont back. I mean, I'm very proud that the trade union movement on the island of Ireland is one organisation, and our members in Northern Ireland are truly cross-community. They vote for all parties and none. But we want to see Stormont back because people in Northern Ireland need locally accountable politicians. But in the absence of that, the UK government, which has the money, needs to release it to the public sector employers to do a deal to avoid further days like this. But I can tell you one thing. I'll be in Belfast later on today at the rallies. I know the members up there. I worked up there for six of the last 7 years. They have not come this far to fail, and they will continue until they get a just and fair settlement. And quite frankly, huge swathes of the public are with them. I think actually this dispute has united the communities that have political differences, and I think it just shows the power of organised labour when we harness it the right way.
Eoghan Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, thank you.